Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samantha. How may I help you?
Hi, Samantha. I just
Hi.
got my bank statement and I was charged $59.95 and I don't know who you are. What's the name of the company?
Oh, this is a third party calling center and we handle over 100 different companies and 100 different products, but I'll be more than glad to assist you.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
What
Alrighty.
Do you need from me?
Okay, what I'm going to need is your zip code, first and last name, and then I'm going to ask you to verify your shipping address for me.
Okay.
But, first, provide that zip code for me.
Zip code 49456.
All righty. Give me one second here.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, and that first and last name?
Barbara Smith.
Alright, Ms. Smith. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
17537 Park Place Circle in Spring Lake, Michigan, 49456.
Okay. Alrighty. And can you repeat the address one more time?
Sure. 17537 Park Place okay. Circle.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Okay. I was looking at, okay, the billing and the shipping is two different addresses. Okay. Yeah, the shipping address has your name under it and it's 5735 East McDowell Road.
Yeah. I was in Arizona for a few weeks. And now I'm back in Michigan. And when I got my bank statement, I thought, what is $59.95? I have no idea.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, so I do see the $5.95 here. Are you familiar with the $6.95 for the smart health watch that was purchased on December 19th, 2020?
I didn't purchase anything. Did I get charged for that? I mean, I don't know. You know, that's the strangest thing because I didn't want that. I had no idea what that was when it came. I don't even know where it is, and my husband might have even thrown it in the trash.
Oh, wow. Probably so. Or somebody probably in the family probably ordered it.
No, it's just me and my husband. No.
Oh, okay.
Uh-uh. We're retired. I mean, I have no idea why that watch was even sent to me. It came right after Christmas. And my husband said, what is this for? And because I have a watch, not like that. But I'm certainly not going to pay $59.95 for something I didn't order.
Right.
Can I talk to somebody there? Or is there a company you can tell me that sent this to me that I can talk to them about? Because I'm not going to pay that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Huh. Well, what I can do here, I can cancel this out and you won't be charged the $59.95 any more longer.
Okay.
And
I don't even know how that even came. I mean, all of a sudden you get a watch in the mail and I even looked to see the name of the address where it came from. And it was mm-hmm. like a, you know, a shipping warehouse. And like you said, I probably was your company because it showed a lot of different companies that are in there, you know, that they're working
on.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And I thought, my husband said, how in the world did you ever get that? I said, I have no idea. I mean,
oh, wow.
It was just like, no, I have absolutely, I mean, I think he threw it away because we are now back in Michigan and that mm-hmm. was in Arizona. And that was so weird that they even had my Arizona. We were only there for a month. And I thought, my husband said, how did they get your address when we don't live here? You know, we were just visiting.
Yeah, because that's why I was trying to verify the address. I was looking at the shipping address.
Yeah.
And it had,
yeah.
I guess, the address when he was living in Arizona.
Yes, that's the one that was, and when we were there, we were renting a place for a month, and it was at 5735 McDowell Road, number
uh-huh.
180. It was a condominium, yep.
Mm-hmm, correct.
I have no idea, and my kids don't even live there, so, I mean, it's not like my I have a daughter that's married and she's in Michigan, and my son is in Arizona, but he lives in a totally different city than I was in. Yeah.
Do you have a car ending in 5463?
Yep, it's my visa. Now, how would they get my visa? Yeah. See, that's why I got my mail. We just got home, and I'm going through my mail, and I'm looking at my bank statement, and I thought, it's this Topco Consumer Marketplace. And I thought,
oh, yeah. It does state that right here.
I had no idea. I thought, who in the world is that? So that's why I called you.
Yes, ma'am. I know.
I don't
know. I can go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, I have no idea what was going on. I really don't. If I had the watch, I'd send it back to you. But, I mean, we
it's
didn't
okay.
even. Yeah.
I was going to say, unfortunately, we ain't accepting any products right now because of the health regulations. But I know a lot of people do call in for these type of situations. And sometimes they be asking, like, how did I know what it is? Isn't it? I don't know. But I know sometimes, like, people make a mistake and, like, it'll be a website off Facebook or something, and they were like, ooh, it's a Wi-Fi. And it'll say something very completely different. It'll say, like, it's free, but it's really not free.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten those where, like, at the end, oh, you've won a prize, and then, you know, you can't get out of the website, and you're going through and then pick something. No, I have a watch. There's no reason I would have picked that watch out.
Right.
I mean, it's not a watch like that. It's one of those Fitbits. And I thought, how come somebody's sending me a watch? I mean, it just did not make sense, especially to know that I even was in Arizona and I don't live there. I mean, I was on vacation. You know, I don't know. I would appreciate whatever you can do, because I certainly don't want to pay $60 for something I don't have.
All right. Yeah. What I'm going to do here is just cancel everything before they try to charge you again. Because it also states, like I was saying, like, you know, click on a product and it'll tell you it's free. And then you'll be enrolled in like a monthly membership. And then you'll be paying like sky high money for something that you pay like $2.95 for shipping and handling.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know how Shoe Dazzle is, like how they got, like, you can buy these shoes for $10, but it doesn't state where you have to pay the full, you know, pricing for the shoe after a month.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Oh, well, it makes me feel better when you said that we get phone calls like this. I thought, gosh, how in the world did they find, I mean, a name like Smith, what do you expect? But, I mean, you know, it just did not make sense. And it was really kind of spooky. And my husband said, what have you gotten into? What were you doing on the computer? Right away, I did.
Are you sure you went on the computer and, you know, you were just shopping and stuff like that?
I know. I mean, when you're on vacation, you just sit there and dial and wag on your computer. You know, no, I wasn't. I was with my kids at Christmas time. So that's
why I
didn't understand
true.
That. Yeah.
You probably made a little mistake there. It's all right though.
I could just go
ahead and I've already canceled you out here, and you won't
Thank
be charged
you.
With any further charges. And I do apologize for the inconvenience there.
Do me a favor if you can get rid of my name somehow. I don't want to be on somebody's call list if this happens to me again. I don't know. That's weird.
I'm not sure if I can do that.
That's okay. All right. I just wonder, you know, you hear all these terrible stories about people that get into situations on the internet. And I just, with a name like Smith, you kind of expect some things. But, geez, sending me a watch, hey, that's great, you know. But I mean,
yeah, I hate when people just be calling me, like, right now. Like, somebody is calling me right now, and I don't even know who it'd be, them machine people on the phone.
Well, and yeah, exactly. I mean, I had a fax the other day, not a fax, but an email, and they said, well, your iPhone is on the way, and it's blah, 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 and I think, wait a minute. I don't, no, what's going on? And I called, and the man could hardly speak English, and I thought, I got really nervous on that one.
Yeah, just hang up. That's all you got to do. Just hang up in their face. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll be like, just press one and they'll remove you from the call. But they still be calling.
Oh, I know it. I called the number because I thought, I want to know what's going on here. I called and I said, you take me off your call list or I'm going to turn you into the police. I mean, I've been on a victim of identity theft, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was a long time ago. And in fact, when this happened with the watch, my husband said, are you still getting things hit on like that from that, you know, identity theft? And the police, I went to the police and they told me, they said, you get a case number and you always use that number. So like now, I would call you and say, if it's somebody had bought something, this is the case number you would use, you know, that would get me out of being financially responsible for all this stuff that
right.
people buy. Oh, it really got expensive. And when I was talking to one lady on the phone, like I am with you,
uh-huh.
she also had that happen. And she's a single mom. And she said it ruined her credit rating
wow.
so bad she almost lost her house.
No,
yeah.
not that. What?
Absolutely. She lived in California. I mean, she just said, I know what you're going through, lady. It's a nightmare. And
Dang.
It went on for 2 or 3 years. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
I don't know if this is part of that or not, but I would appreciate if you did that.
Yes, ma'am.
I really would.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You so
I
much.
I went ahead and got you out the way, and I do apologize for that.
Is there anything I should get, like a cancellation number or anything?
Oh, yes,
you,
yes, yes, yes. You have paper and
okay,
pen
let me. Yep, I do. Okay,
Alrighty.
Give me that.
Okay, that cancellation number would be C as in cat, number 5,
uh-huh.
number 2, number 6.
Uh-huh.
A as in Alabama, F as
oh,
in Florida,
okay.
F as in Florida, number 9, C as in California, A as in Alabama, and the number 3.
3. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I really appreciate this.
My pleasure.
And have a happy new year. Okay.
You have a wonderful
Thanks,
new year.
Amanda.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.